Children, welcome you all to Ruhunu Gurugedara Educational Program. I am Amali Vanigaratna, the teacher of English from Itta Demaliya Mahavidyalaya. Today, I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. From today's lesson, you are going to learn how to write answers for a reading text. Today, we are going to read a simple story and write answers for the given questions. The lesson number 40. Now I am going to read the text. Listen carefully and try to get an idea about the text. On the desert island, two sailors named Pat and Mike fell overboard from a ship, but managed to swim to an island. They roamed about in search of human beings, but found that the island was uninhabited. There were not even a hut where they could shelter for the night, so they laid down in the shade of a palm tree and was soon fast asleep. After some time, however, they were awakened by swarms of mosquitoes which came from a nearby lake. These ferocious insects bit them so much that sleep was not out of the question. Let's pull our coats for our heads and perhaps they will go away, Pat suggested. They did so, and for some time all went well, until Mike, being curious, looked out and saw some fireflies hovering overhead. It's no use hiding any longer, Pat, he cried. They are looking for us with lanterns. Children, you find some new words in the text. First, I will explain the meanings of the new words now. Overboard, over the side of a boat or a ship into water. Roamed, walked or traveled around an area without any definite aim or direction. Uninhabited, with no people living there. Shelter, a place to live or stay. Awakened, walk up. Swarms, a large group of insects, especially bees. Ferocious, very fierce. Bit, to wound somebody by making a small hole or mark in their skin. Pull, move it towards yourself. Curious, having a strong desire to know about something. Fireflies, flying insects with tails that shine in the dark. Hovering, to stay in the air in one place. Overhead, above your head. Lantern, a lamp in a container. Children, let's read the text once again, then you can get a clear idea about the text. On the desert island, two sailors named Pat and Mike fell overboard from a ship, but managed to swim to an island, they roamed about in search of human beings, but found that the island was uninhabited. There were not even a hut where they would shelter for the night. So they laid down in the shade of a palm tree and was soon fast asleep. After some time, however, they were awakened by swarms of mosquitoes, which came from a nearby lake. These ferocious insects bit them so much that sleep was not out of the question. Let's pull our coats to our heads, and perhaps they will go away, Pat suggested. They did so, and for some time all went well, until Mike, being curious, looked out and saw some fireflies hovering overhead. "It's no use hiding any longer, Pat," he cried. "They are looking for us with lanterns." "Children, I think now you have got a clear idea about the text. Now let's discuss the first activity. Activity 1. Read the text and match the subheadings with the paragraphs. There are 3 paragraphs in the text, and the subheadings given are ferocious insects, fireflies with lanterns, and uninhabited island. Children, now we are going to match the subheadings with the paragraphs. Let's read the second sentence of the first paragraph. They roamed about in search of human beings, but found that the island was uninhabited. Children, now it's very clear that the first paragraph is about an uninhabited island where there are no people. So the subheading "an uninhabited island" goes with the first paragraph. Now let's move on to the second paragraph. Read the first and the second lines of the second paragraph. After some time, however, they were awakened by swarms of mosquitoes which came from a nearby lake. These ferocious insects bit them so much that sleep was not out of the question. This paragraph describes mosquitoes which came from a nearby lake. The ferocious insects mentioned in the second paragraph are mosquitoes. It's very clear that the subheading "ferocious insects" goes with the second paragraph. Children, now let's move on to the third paragraph. Read the third paragraph now. They did so, and for some time all went well, until Mike, being curious, looked out and saw some fireflies hovering overhead. "It's no use hiding any longer, Pat," he cried. "They are looking for us with lanterns." The third paragraph is about fireflies. Fireflies are insects with tails that shine in the dark. They look like lanterns at night. Now it's clear that the subheading "fireflies with lanterns" goes with the third paragraph. Children, now let's move on to activity 2. Activity 2, read the text and say whether the following statements are true or false by writing true or false against them. Number 1. Pat and Mike were not sailors. Number 2. Two sailors fell asleep under a palm tree. 3. Swarms of mosquitoes came from a nearby river. 4. Fireflies were looking for them with lanterns. The first statement is, Pat and Mike were not sailors. The first line of the first paragraph gives us the answer. Two sailors named Pat and Mike fell overboard from a ship but managed to swim to an island. According to the first paragraph, Pat and Mike were sailors. But the statement is, Pat and Mike were not sailors. The word not changes the answer. So the first statement is false. Let's look at the second statement. Two sailors fell asleep under a palm tree. The third line of the first paragraph helps you to get the answer. So they laid down in the shade of a palm tree and was soon fast asleep. Now it's clear that they fell asleep under a palm tree. So the second statement is true. Now let's read the third statement. Swarms of mosquitoes came from a nearby river. The first line of the second paragraph helps you to get the answer. Let's read it. After some time, however, they were awakened by swarms of mosquitoes, which came from a nearby lake. It says that swarms of mosquitoes came from a nearby lake, not from a river. So the third statement is false, and we write F in the box. Now we are going to read the fourth statement. Fireflies were looking for them with lanterns. Let's move on to the third paragraph. Now read the second and third lines. They directly give the answer. They are looking for us with lanterns. Now it's clear that the fourth statement is true. Children, now you are going to read the third activity. Read the text and underline the correct answer. The two sailors roamed in search of mosquitoes, human beings, fireflies. You have to underline the correct answer. Mike was blank to see some fireflies. A. Happy. B. Curious. C. Afraid. Number 3. The two sailors were awakened by the blank. A. Fireflies. B. Flies. C. Mosquitoes. Children, now we are very familiar to this text as we have read it several times. So, it's easy to find answers for this activity. Children, read the second line of the first paragraph. They roamed about in search of human beings. It gives the answer for the first question. The two sailors roamed in search of human beings. So the answer for the first question is B, human beings. Let's move on to the second sentence. The second sentence is, Mike was blank to see some fireflies. The first line of the third paragraph gives us the answer. They did so, and for some time all went well until Mike, being curious, looked out and saw some fireflies hovering overhead. It says Mike was curious to see the fireflies. So it's very clear that the answer is B, curious. The third sentence is, the two sailors were awakened by the blank. The first line of the second paragraph gives the answer directly. The answer is C, mosquitoes. The two sailors were awakened by the mosquitoes. Dear children, now we have come to the end of today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Rohunu Gurugedara Educational Program. I'm Amali Vanikaratna, the teacher of English from Itta Demaliya Mahavidyalaya. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.